Special guest joining me today in studio, Roger Marsh here, along with Wilson Financial's founder, president, Wilson Financial Advisors, Wilson Financial Services. How many times can I say Wilson without introducing Dennis Wilson, 800-696-9970. Dennis, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Oh, Roger, as you know, it's always a pleasure. It's exciting to be here.
Well, likewise.
And Chewy's enjoying himself. He always likes it when you're around.
He chose a different spot. Usually he'll kind of sit under the table, and he starts over by me, and when he's done, then he kind of moves over toward you, but he's back in the corner. He's waiting for something.
And he's lifted his eyes. He's waiting to go for a potty break.
Well, that's what it is. Okay. Well, we don't want to belabor that point, but we do want to talk about an issue that's of great importance to us in the body of Christ, but especially this time of year, because this is the time of year when a lot of people are thinking, hey, it's the end of the year, and maybe there's some giving I can do, you know, maybe something I didn't schedule. I'm just going to let God, you know, move supernaturally in my life with those gifts. Let's talk about stewardship, Dennis, because a lot of people will think stewardship is something that it's between me and God. They wouldn't think to bring their financial advisor into the mix here, but you talk a lot about stewardship with the people who come to visit you.
Well, you know, we really do, because as you know, I'm a gigantic fan of Randy Alcorn and also his book, The Treasure Principle.
Right, right.
And so we do start by talking of, we believe, just like what he says in his books, that it's all God's money. Amen. We can prove that in Psalm 50. We can prove that in Psalm 24. God owns everything. Yes. So, but so many people, in fact, I had a church council guy come to me and say, you know, we got to really be careful what we do with God's money. That's my responsibility. I thought, that's a great attitude to have towards the church's money, but it's all God's money.
Right.
It should be your attitude towards your own money. Amen. Now, I didn't tell him that, but I did give him the book, The Treasure Principle.
Good.
Because The Treasure Principle helped. It's probably the best book I've ever read on stewardship.
Yeah.
It's that good.
What is something that our listeners need to know about stewardship that they might not be thinking about? Because when you talk about it all being God's money, a lot of times I think, okay, well, people will think stewardship means I want to be a good steward with the resources I have now, but also thinking about the future. What happens when I'm not here?
Well, and I think that's really important. I had a client come in and say, well, you know, I've got one child that I'm drug addict child who I don't want to leave any money to. And I said, well, I said, you know, really, if you stop and think about it, do you really want to leave God's money to people who are not walking with God? They're not God's children. Mm-hmm. Because very frankly, if you leave a lot of money to this drug addict, I hate to say it, but you might be giving him a death sentence.
Mm.
So,
very true.
It is very true, and it helps people to think outside, because what happens is when it comes to money, people put on tunnel vision, and pastors have a hard time talking about it.
Right.
If you read Malachi, God makes it pretty clear that he wants 10%. 10% of it is his, and I know people kind of cringe when you say, well, if you don't give him 10%, according to him, not me, you're stealing from God.
Mm.
And you're also creating two things. You're also creating the fact that he can't bless you. And what's the opposite of a blessing?
Right. Curse.
You got it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. Dennis Wilson, Wilson Financial Services, 800-696-9970. So many people, I think, in America especially, and you've seen this because of the international ministry that you and Kathy do. In America, there's this thought that as long as I could just kind of keep my nose clean, you know, stay out of the way, not get run over by people. There's this kind of Switzerland somewhere here spiritually, you know, where we can just be that way. And when I read scripture, I keep seeing you're a friend of God or an enemy of God. There is no middle ground. So when you get right down to it, that blessing and curse thing, those are the two options. There is no plan B, which is, well, God won't maybe bless me as much, or he won't curse me quite as much. It's either or. It's not a both and.
That's one of my favorite things about scripture, is that it is so, when you get into it, it's so black and white.
Yeah.
It's very clear. You know, Jesus says you're either for me, mm-hmm. or you're against me.
Right, right.
And that's, you know, again, I spend a lot of time and a lot of study in regards to stewardship and giving and planning, because that's really, I spend half of my year, as you know, giving, not just in Africa, but giving money to these sources too. And so, and it's amazing to me what a blessed life we have, Kathy and I, because of this. It's just, you know, and I'm not talking about just giving money away. I'm talking the blessings of the family, of the friendships, of the people.
Yes.
You know, the people who love us all over the world. It's just absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know, at my son's memorial service, there was over 1,000 views. Mm. I didn't even know I knew 1,000 people. So say nothing about him. But, you know, they were from all over the world.
Yes.
Literally.
It's amazing. When I think about Brent's passing and how that huge impact it's had on your family's life. And yet you think of the way life was stewarded, you know, in terms of the resources that were expended for Brent, for Dylan, for the whole family, for everything that has impacted your family. And I know that drives your passion to help other people say, okay, let's look at the family. Let's look at it realistically. What are the realistic needs? What are the resources that are available? And right now here, just a couple weeks left in the year, Dennis Wilson, talk to our listeners who are thinking about year-end giving, because they've been tithing to their church. They've been supporting ministries they hear here on K-Bright. I know you support many of the ministries that you hear too. You really put your money where your mouth is. But for someone who's saying, okay, I want to give a special gift, maybe a legacy gift or something like that. What's a good place to start in terms of thinking about the kinds of gifts they could be making?
Well, I think you started right by just saying, thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Because really giving is what you do beyond your tithe.
Right.
And so because really now it's all God's money, but that 90% he gave you responsibility for, that's where the giving comes. And that's where the fun bars come. And one of the biggest things that I have found out that I think is a huge, huge change for me, especially since I read his book 10 years ago till now, because we just finished two different Bible study on his book over the summer. And I realized just how much it had changed my life. Mm. It literally, because what you do is you start thinking of these terms as far as goals. How many goals do you want? How many churches do you want to build next year?
Right, right.
How many Sunday school classes do you want? Those are the kind of things. What people do we want? What missionaries do we want to sponsor? Who are they? Because, you know, if you need to be a good steward, but you also need to do the homework, because you want to make sure that the dollar you give goes to charity.
Amen.
Not 25 cents.
Right. Right. And that's something that is so very important. And the ministries that we promote here on the Bottom Line Show, we do a very thorough check of where the money's going. Because, Dennis, you know, I know, you know, there are a lot of ministries that will not be good stewards. You know, they run really, really high overheads. And I think of one of the most important ministries that we have on the stations, and I won't mention it by name, but you know exactly who I'm talking about when I talk about, you know, that Bible teacher from Pasadena.
Yes.
They recently took a huge step in terms of eliminating more staff, getting rid of an older building, trying to bring things online. And this is an organization that literally God continues to bless with hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of donation so they could spread the gospel. And they're still finding ways to be good stewards. And it's such an example. I mean, it gets us both excited thinking about an organization that doesn't just say, well, we can afford to spend this excess every dollar. It's God, what do you want us to do with that?
And it's interesting because I just had a meeting with my reps and told them I want all of their goals for next year written down. And it's amazing how few people really write down goals.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those things where it's so interesting because, you know, if you don't have a plan to get there, it's not likely you're going to make it.
Exactly.
And goal setting is such an important part really should be an important part of everybody's life. But when it comes to giving, it's exciting. It's fun to see the results. It's fun to look back. The joy of giving is just an amazing thing. And in fact, we're going to give away the Randy Alcorn book, so we'll make that one available.
Okay, well, very, very good. Well, 800-696-9970, or you can call us here at the Bottom Line Show at 800-227-5278. We do have a limited number of copies of Randy Alcorn's book, The Treasure Principle, made available to us by Dennis Wilson at Wilson Financial Services. So give us a call right now. Call the office here at Wilson Financial. Call the office here at the Bottom Line Show, and someone will be here to take your call. 800-696-9970 for Wilson Financial, 800-227-5278 for the Bottom Line Show. And Dennis, this is a great time too for people to be calling you and setting up those appointments for January, because tax day is going to be here before you know it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are looking at their 401ks and other tax, you know, bombs, as you like to call them, tax time bombs, and looking for ways to diffuse them and kind of ease some of the burden on their families.
Yeah, and pardon me. And this really is important, because what we do is we, you know, when there's a toll road and you don't want to pay the toll, all you do is go around it.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that we're going to have you do things that are illegal. But if there's a way that you can avoid a tax, we want to help you do it.
Absolutely.
And there are ways and plans that we can literally, I had one gal say, why hasn't any of the other financial guys ever talked to us about this? I said, well, the only reason that I could guess is that they just don't know enough to be able to talk about it. And so, you know, that's one of the advantages of having 54 years. When you start doing something at 10 years old, by the time you're doing it for 54 years,
And you think we're kidding about that. I could just imagine you as a kid riding around Garden Grove on your bike and giving financial advice to people.
Actually, 10 years old, I had my first job in Garden Grove, and I delivered papers for 6 years for the Garden Grove Daily News.
Wow. Wow. And it started from there. Look at what God has done through that entrepreneurial spirit. 800-696-9970. Call Dennis Wilson. Set up your complimentary consultation for the month of January. Obviously, Christmas time is a crazy time, and you're going to be traveling, and those appointments will fill up fast. So start making plans for the first and second week in January so you can start having those conversations with Dennis and his team. And also give Wilson Financial a call right now at 800-696-9970. Get your copy of The Treasure Principle by Randy Alcorn, a great book about how to handle stewardship, how to handle money in God's economy. 800-696-9970, or you can call us here at The Bottom Line Show at 800-227-5278. Dennis, from our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You guys got big plans for Christmas this year?
Well, I'm planning on taking some people, friends of mine, out and live out in the desert out to dinner over the holidays.
Okay, why?
Lisa's related to one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I might know this family.
I'm looking forward to that. But
likewise.
Yeah, we do. We have a bunch of exciting things planned. I'll be spending this week with 10 of my grandkids and daughters up in Carmel shopping.
Oh, my.
So I'll need to come back and just have a whole week to relax from that. It's exciting times. And I just want to mention the book. It is our gift to you. It is a great book. It is a great gift. So receive it as a gift.
Amen to that. Dennis and Kathy, Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Bottom
Merry
Line
Christmas
Show.
To all you guys.
Oh, and Merry Christmas to Chewy, too.
He just looked up and said, what are you talking about, Dad? All right. Look forward to it.